This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, live from Giving Hearts Day World Headquarters. Longest day of giving anywhere in the USA. We just cracked $10 million.
Fantastic.
How about that? Yeah. On the way to, I don't know what, $22 million was last year. Let's get north of that and do some good today on Giving Hearts Day. And Pat Trainer is here, who is, of course, the President and CEO of Dakota Medical Foundation and one of those great Giving Hearts Day ambassadors on this greatest day of giving, stopping by to see us, and has a special guest joining us today too. What's the I don't know the pace and how this works, but at $10 million at 10 a.m. in the morning, that bodes well for today, doesn't it, Pat?
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
We're doing very well because of where we live, Scott. All over North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, people are giving, pledging to volunteer, and dropping off goods. It's tremendous. This is just fuel for these charities to do more good for others. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
And one of those charities is St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota. And Sister Mary Louise is with us here today to talk about what this day means for Giving Hearts Day. Sister Mary Louise, great to have you back. How are you?
It's wonderful to be here, and as I said before, Giving Hearts Day and Dakota Medical have been a tremendous blessing for St. Gerard's. And over the years, this information, what you have done, has spread throughout our community and beyond. So we have donors and in Minot, Rugby North, honestly, it becomes so, the people are so committed and so passionate in their belief of what our mission involves and who we serve.
That is an amazing story. You're doing a lot of good. And Pat, she's talking about the blessing that the Giving Hearts Day has been to St. Gerard's. She's quite the blessing to us, isn't she?
Oh, she's tremendous. You know, we use the exemplar of Sister Mary Louise in our training because the formula, you know, is having a bold dream, brilliantly delivered, and having a burning desire to serve others. And that's part of our training. I mean, this is, you know, the personification of the formula for success that we teach. And if you aren't fueled by this burning desire to serve your fellow human being, you know, you generally don't reach your full potential, right? Not even close. And so what I love to show is Hankinson, North Dakota, population less than 900, 880, and that's with dogs and cats. That whole community.
Sister Mary Louise just winked at me, so I think she agrees with you.
Yep. It was a humor thing. Yeah. I mean, I was trying. Sometimes I'm not very good at it. But honestly, I mean, what it does for the giver is so much more, you know, in terms of leading a life worth living, right? Leading
Absolutely.
A life worth living, having purpose beyond just what we do day to day, getting up, doing, having the aim, you know, to serve. And so that's infectious. That's what we need to make contagious. And so they raise over $100,000 per year at St. Gerard's Community of Care. They're the beacon of light that we can look up to as the exemplar. It's just extraordinary. And Sister Mary Louise put together a great team. She has wonderful people that are helping ignite the hearts of humans to support this tremendous mission of St. Gerard's.
Tell us what you do. It's a community of care.
Yeah.
But the you know what Pat just talked about is really about having the heart to serve others.
Yes.
And how do you do that at St. Gerard's?
Yes.
How do you do it?
I would just say, well, because everyone knows that we are there to serve the people that come to us. And I was just visiting with one of our sisters this morning before I left. And she said, be sure to mention that it's not just the sisters that are giving to these people, but I can actually tear up when I hear the accounts of the people that come to us that we serve, their life stories, their sacrifices, their commitment. Every day I am touched by their goodness, by their giving hearts, truly giving hearts. It's a beautiful work. And I just say, I just thank the Lord that He has led us in that direction to serve these people, because we receive so much more than we give.
Wow.
And what a blessing that. Isn't that true, Terry?
Yes.
Very true.
Yes.
Very true.
And in a place like Hankinson, North Dakota, that kind of care is, you know, very, you know, rare in a size community like that.
Yes.
That doesn't happen without, you're like North Dakota's Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Isn't she?
No question.
Yeah.
And let me say one other thing. She writes the most beautiful thank you note ever. Saved all of them. They're phenomenal. And she has the beautiful penmanship like my mother. Mm-hmm. This is really cool.
Yeah, it is. And that gratitude just, it surrounds you. You have an enormous amount of gratitude for those that have helped you.
Right.
So, you know, you could maybe give a lesson to the younger generation about the importance of that thank you
yes.
and that gratitude, right?
Yes.
Did your mother teach you that? Where'd you learn to?
No, well, actually, I went to St. Francis Academy to high school, and the sisters there inspired me to do a lot of these good things. And I'm so convinced about it. I'm so convinced what a sincere and loving and thank you can do. And everybody who believes in our mission and supports us is more than deserving of a thank you, because we couldn't do it without the goodness of others. We need others to help us in our mission. And I think, Pat, you met Sister Joanne Marie already.
Yes.
But she said, as I went out the door this morning, she said to me, now be sure and mention, it's not just what we give to the people we serve,
yes.
but it's the inspiration and the goodness of the people we serve.
Yes.
That is what inspires and motivates.
And I'm hopeful today that this message is being heard by enough people to understand the life-changing work you do, and to be able to, you know, have more of those kind of giving hearts every day at St. Gerard's.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
To be able to give that kind of care. It's just as extraordinary.
And you realize that when we inspire people to give, they don't just give to one group. They give their time, talent, and treasure to all sorts of other things. So it's the bug that we want to spread, right? It's the contagion of people, getting them involved to give. So this is an inspiration to help other charities, other charitable causes, and neighbors. Just the whole spirit of gratitude.
And you know, it's infectious.
Yes,
it really is. When you start really getting that spirit. You mentioned that your family, you have a nephew that doesn't take no for an answer today because he's raising money for Giving Hearts Day, right?
Yes. And we have, my family has inspired, many of them are in Minot, North Dakota, but they have inspired many to give. And I have several nephews that will go to their own brothers and sisters with a bucket, and if they donate, they say, you can do better than that. We are blessed to have those kind of people behind us.
Do you recommend that level of encouragement among folks that are raising dollars today for Giving Hearts Day?
Certainly.
Pass the bucket.
So we can all do better. And we're already over $10 million and climbing. And just remember that, folks. We can do better.
Yes.
When we come back, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about what the good Giving Hearts Day has done for St. Gerard's Community of Care. What kind of things you told me earlier about the sprinkler system and different things that have been needed. And I think we forget the costs related to long term care.
Yes.
And the impacts and the codes and the regulations and everything else, very, very costly. So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the good things this day has done for St. Gerard's and will continue to do all year long, okay?
Yes.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You can enjoy your coffee there.
Yes.
Is it good?
Very good.
Does Pat have pretty good hospitality here at the Dakota Medical Foundation? Good hospitality?
Yeah.
Good, yes. Exactly right.
Yes. Always.
I haven't had time for egg bake yet, but I understand it's pretty good. By the way, that makes me remember, I'm pretty hungry. Giving Hearts Day all across the area, inspiring people to be moving and shaking and going. If you're traveling today, Northwest Minnesota or North Dakota, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience today. Every day they have the 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of those homemade cookies and a drink, four items for $4. Is that not great or what? And, of course, the caramel rolls, the cookies, the muffins, and my favorite part, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Literally, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, like recipes that only come from PetroServe USA. So stop and see in Valley City, exit 292, 12th Avenue and I-29, Harwood exit and I-29. There's downtown Fargo, the MP Avenue, Euland, Clinton, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, one of the best home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. More after this.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On What's On Your Mind, live from Giving Hearts Day headquarters today, all across the Northern Plains, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, folks listening today, and it's Giving Hearts Day. We're $10,346,000 already, and that number keeps climbing, so a great day to go to givingheartsday.org. We're blessed to have Sister Mary Louise here from St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota. And she has made abundantly clear that those that care for the residents of St. Gerard's. Get as much as they give and then some. And I love that because I think it should inspire all of us to say we want to help these people continue to receive as much as they give, because to have care in small towns in North Dakota is so extraordinarily important. And to the extent that we can emulate what you do at St. Gerard's and other small communities all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, where folks are listening, I think it's great. You are an inspiration to many of us. And I was just telling a sister that I saw she had written a couple of notes on the way up here on her hand, and it brought me back to my childhood because I always forget. So, you know, you never lose your hand, and you got the little pen there. Have you been doing that for many, many years? Is that a sister Mary Louise thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Write those notes right there.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes,
exactly,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about what the blessing of Giving Hearts Day has done specifically for St. Gerard's. What kind of things could you not have done without this?
I would have to say that we wanted to do some remodeling work within the facility. And then Giving Hearts Day was a tremendous blessing for that. We also began a daycare center, which has been wonderful for our community and for St. Gerard's. And that, too, the Giving Hearts Day helped us to establish that and to move it forward and to make it a service that has benefited countless families, not just within Hankinson, but beyond Hankinson. Also, I'm sure you're aware that we get mandates from the federal government.
Seriously.
We are inundated with state mandates, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You haven't done it this time. All of that, Giving Hearts Day, our resources from Giving Hearts Day, has helped us through all of that.
Yeah, crushing regulations, really.
Yes.
You use the term inundated, and that's so true in this space, Pat, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
And the cost of those are extraordinary. So many rural, you know, health givers say, we're done, can't do it,
yeah.
Can't keep up, can't raise enough. So what an inspiration these people are for everybody that's going through what she's talking about, right?
Well, think about the gift to that region of being able to have this tremendous resource very close to these families. Because we want to have these, we don't want rural areas to dry up. The rural quality of life is a tremendous quality of life.
Yeah.
And so providing wonderful jobs, having your child care, I mean, it's tremendous child care in Hankinson.
Yes.
And it's just a wonderful way of life that we're preserving through Giving Hearts Day, yeah, and through fundraising, you know, for charities to enhance people's health and quality of life. So the closer you are to where the family is the best approach. And we just want to be grateful today, too, for all these people that step up and support things like St. Gerard's, because they wouldn't be able to do what they're able to do at the level, because it's an extraordinary service to the patients, to the families, you know, the care that's given to the kids as well. I mean, it wouldn't be able to do it without philanthropy and generosity and kindness and volunteerism.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think what you're doing at St. Gerard's, as Pat has described well as you have, is incredible and really a great story. But I think the inspiration you could be for so many others to do it as well is probably the greatest, mm-hmm, gift that you have. And that's why I hope folks today will join me in making St. Gerard's Community Center our number one charity, mm-hmm, today. Let's just lean into this and really help them today. And it's as simple as going to givingheartsday.org. Pat mentioned the child care. I forgot that you had child care there.
Yes, yes.
What a brilliant idea in a time when daycare is an extraordinarily limited resource in the state of North Dakota, to co-locate it with the long-term care, with assisted living, where your residents, I imagine, get way more out of the fact that the kids are there than even the parents do that have that resource.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And I want to say a very touching experience. Early on when we opened the daycare, we had a resident that simply didn't want to take any nourishment. And so this little child went up to this resident took the resident's hand, took the resident over to the dining room, and the resident had a meal that day. So I just say it was all worth it, because ever since I've been at St. Gerard's, we know what it's like to try to raise money. And last year, we raised enough money through Giving Hearts that we could finish the project of sprinkling the whole building, which is very expensive.
More mandates.
Yeah.
More regulations. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's just one example.
Yeah.
But
phenomenal.
It is. It really is. And again, I hope that she is an inspiration to many others in similar-sized communities all across, because, you know, this is... These communities are so important to these people, and to have to leave them is hard.
No,
you know?
Question.
Yeah.
And to preserve this wonderful quality of life in rural North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, you really need to have philanthropy. And so Giving Hearts Day, you know, having development going on in these communities, it brings out the best of everyone.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of fun. This is joyful. This is truly a celebration. It's wonderful. It's not transactional. It is a relationship with the community. And, you know, coming off 2 years of cancellations and lockdowns and things of that nature, this is truly a celebration of humanity, you
mm-hmm.
know, and love for
yes.
neighbor. I mean,
yes.
that's what manifests itself with these great things when
yes.
there are leaders in the community that are charitable champions.
Yes.
Because it becomes infectious, like you
oh,
said, Scott.
Oh, does it ever. Yeah. You have... inspired me greatly today. It's, you know, and I get to see you every year on Giving Hearts Day, so this
yes.
is so darn fun.
Yes.
But thank you for what you do.
Well, absolutely. It is, honestly, for me, it's a joy, and it's a blessing, really, because that's what my vocation and our vocation as religious is, really, to be there for others. And these are all opportunities to be there for others, to make a difference. Really. And it can spread beyond, you know, like my most of my family's in Minot, and they are go-getters for they are.
Well, let's tell them don't give up. Every conversation, I think Sister Mary Louise has given you full permission to say, hey, come on, give till it hurts,
yes,
right?
Yes,
give
yes.
till it hurts. Just keep being a part of this incredible story today. Let's just make this a big day for St. Gerard's
right.
Community of Care, Hankins in North Dakota, and I look forward to seeing what that total is for you today, okay, Sister?
Yes. I want to say, too, that regarding, I'm tremendously grateful to Pat because he invited us to join this, and I said, Pat, we just send out a begging letter for Christmas. How now I do? He said to Mary Louise, "You have to do it."
There you go. Yeah, exactly right.
You have to do it.
What a great story, folks! Live from Giving Hearts Day. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
Great job.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Whitener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. According to an average of recent national polls, President Biden's approval rating dips below 40% for the first time since he took office. Republican Representative from Texas, Ronny Jackson, on Fox News, says with all the crisis on President Biden's plate, a cognitive test should be given to the 79-year-old.
It's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He recently had his physical exam done. There was no mention whatsoever of any cognitive testing. And I remind everybody that we did this with President Trump.
Canadian Transport Minister said Wednesday vaccine mandate protests disrupting a key U.S.-Canada border crossing this week are hurting supply chains as nearby auto factories began halting production. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What do you got me doing, bud?
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live and on location from Giving Hearts Day. Just saw the new numbers. 482 volunteers pledged, 17,825 donors, 152 goods pledged. And are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? 10,721,911. Isn't that amazing? $10,721,911. This is incredible. We're closing in on $8 million, ladies and gentlemen, for Giving Hearts Day. GivingHeartsDay.org. GivingHeartsDay.org. We're going to chat with Dan Carey from the Alex Stern Family Foundation in a moment and talk a little bit about the history of Giving Hearts Day. But before we do that, we get the pleasure today of talking a little bit about Village Cooperative, and this is a really neat story that we've told you a little bit about before on What's on Your Mind, that is unique in that it is ownership without any of the hassles. And I want you to just think about that a little bit. Think about, honey, the dishwasher doesn't work anymore. Honey, we had 4 inches of snow last night. Can you go shovel? All of that is gone. Oh, time for a new roof. You know, all of that is gone. Carrie Berg is here. She's the sales and marketing manager at Village Co-op. Welcome, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, and I've been hearing about the little sessions that you're doing, regular monthly conversations about this, and I thought, you know, I'm only 57, but I'll be 62 before I know it, and I want to know more about this. So give us the, you know, the kind of picture you tell folks when they come to these monthly meetings.
Absolutely. And so the Senior Cooperative is actually very new to North Dakota. We're the very first one. So we're really excited to do our building in Fargo. And so because it's such a new concept, we really like to educate people on what senior cooperatives are and how it's going to be a really great living opportunity for them. So we do have a seminar, an educational seminar coming up next Tuesday, February 15th. It's at 1 o'clock at the Hilton Garden Inn.
And again, free, no obligation, just an informational session to come and learn.
Absolutely. No obligation at all. We just really want to enlighten people on this great concept that we have and this incredible living opportunity. We know everyone loves hot coffee and treats around here, so we'll definitely have plenty of that to go around, too.
So explain the co-op concept from a living. I think most people in North Dakota are familiar with the co-op and how it works, but usually that's the Farmers Union co-op, right? Or
right.
The store down, or the telephone co-op, or the electrical co-op. How is this, explain the co-op concept in living?
Absolutely. It's a little bit different from the farmers cooperative, of course. And actually, cooperatives have been around for quite some time. It's not necessarily a new concept. They've been around since the late 70s. We have quite a few throughout the United States now, about 40. And our building in South Fargo has a great location. We keep them kind of small for a reason. There's only 52 units. And the reason for that is because these people really become a community that supports each other through things. So, again, like you said, it's an ownership opportunity. These people have a say in their living community. They have all kinds of different options. And it's ownership. So they'll pay us an equity share, and then they'll own not only their particular unit, but the entire cooperative with the other members inside and out.
Very interesting. The meeting, again, 1 o'clock Tuesday is the best place to come and get all these questions answered. That's at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fargo.
That's right. It's the absolute best place to get the most information. We'll have our sales director, Steve Yonke, coming up from Egan. He's really passionate about the cooperative, of course, and he knows it inside and out. So it's the best place to get the most information.
The thing you really needed to hear is that you own your living space. It is affordable, and if something breaks, you don't replace it.
Absolutely. There's no worries at all. And what a great day to think about living at the cooperative, because I know I don't want to go home and, you know, shovel my driveway and have to worry about all that mess. And at the cooperative, you don't have to worry about a thing.
Last quick question here. Somebody asked us to ask you, what does it cost?
Sure. Well, we do have only 52 units, like I said, so it is fairly small. We are about 50% sold out right now, so we're super excited about that, but we still have all kinds of really great units to choose from. Cost range, our square footage range from about 980 square feet to 1526. So, you know, looking on the smaller side of things, you'd be starting out right around $100,000 for the ownership. And then because it's a cooperative and we have, you know, the continuous operation of that with the other people, you'd be looking at around about $1,000 a month.
That's very interesting. Sounds great. Well, Carrie, thank you so much. Sales and marketing manager at Village Co-op, Carrie Berg, is our guest. And you'll see Carrie and the whole team from Village Cooperative Tuesday, 1 o'clock at the Hilton Garden Inn, online at, your website is villagecooperative.com, right?
That's correct. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks a bunch. Glad to have you here. We're Giving Hearts Day today, and it is so darn fun to be amongst givers and folks that really have their entire year transformed by this Giving Hearts Day. Our next guest is a good friend, my banker since I moved to Fargo. So a guy I can trust that we wouldn't have Flag Family Media without this you know incredible gift of a person and his wonderful advice and counsel to Maria and I and the company over the years, and in addition to that, he's probably the most generous giver that I know and really loves helping other people in what they do in giving all year long, and part of the founding of Giving Hearts Day. Dan Carey from Vision Bank with us from the Alex Stern Family Foundation as well. How are you, Danny?
Very good. Thank you very much for that intro. That's very kind of you.
Well, it's all easy to say because it's true. And this is just such a fun day. The early beginnings of this are a great story. This is the longest running day of giving in the country now. We do it better than anybody else. But bring me back to the beginning, what you first remember about this.
You know, I have an interesting perspective because Pat and I really formed Impact Foundation back in 2005. And it was a collaboration of Dakota Medical Foundation and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. And this is divine, obviously, because getting the chance to work with others and help others has been just a great mission for me. And so I was originally appointed to the Alex Stern Family Foundation about 23 years ago. I am presently the executive director of it. But Alex Stern has, you know, the forefathers of Alex Stern originally funded that foundation back in 1977. And since that time, we've given back to Cass and Clay County nonprofits approximately $16 million. And we still have a fund balance over $10 million. So it's been a really rewarding experience. But at the time, we needed to be way ahead of ourselves, and Pat and I were sitting. He had Dakota Medical Foundation. I was involved with Alex Stern Family Foundation. And we really were private foundations with very narrow missions. And we needed to create another entity so that we could do better. So we created Impact Foundation. And thanks to Pat's leadership and his forward thinking, we started out very early on in 2005. Giving Hearts Day, as you know, was the brainchild of one of Pat's teammates. And it became this annual day of giving. So the first year was 2008, and that's 15 years ago. We raised $479,000, and I remember sitting in the office at 2 in the morning as we were tabulating and trying to get credit card receipts finalized. And the team was phenomenal, but it was a lean and mean group of people putting this thing together, and we didn't know what we had. So
I remember well $500,000 felt like $500 million. It was incredible.
So if you think about even creating Impact, I mean, it was intended to be an educational leadership training, board training, really providing nonprofits with a way to really elevate their ability to generate more, okay? And so Impact Foundation had its very roots, that 2005 kind of bench, mission. And so Alex Stern and Dakota Medical collaborated to form that. Who would have ever thought that all these years later, last year we raised $22 million, $112 million over the course of this 14 years. This year, if we break $25 million, it's an incredible story. And the team that Pat has assembled is just incredible. I mean, and I have the privilege of being the chair of Impact Foundation as well. So I have this really unique perspective. I'm Alex Stern. I'm part of Impact. I get to be interacting with all of the different nonprofits on a regular basis. And Alex Stern has only one other trustee. It's Rondi McGovern. And Rondi and I meet twice a year just to consider all kinds of grants. And we always smile and just go, wow, are we blessed to have this opportunity to be part of something so great for this region. And we've touched so many lives in so many ways. And so as a banker, okay, we obviously are very supportive of Giving Hearts Day, and we've always hosted a video contest.
Oh, this is so fun.
And in this video contest, we've had up to 70 videos at times this year. We have 54 videos. And I always tell the nonprofits, there's no better way to tell your story than through a video. Okay? And so I look at all 54, and I tell you, it moves you. I mean, it absolutely brings you to tears to see the passion that each one of these nonprofits has about what they're trying to get accomplished through their mission. Incredible. It's God's work, right? It's unbelievable. So I feel privileged. I'm always amazed at this day of giving. I think you remember the days of Jerry Lewis's telethon. That's how we grew up, right? We want to take it to the next level. We want to regionalize it. We want to nationalize it. We want to take it out there because we think we can build something that nobody else has got in this country. And that's the bigger goal. Okay. Now, we don't say that too loud because it probably scare our staff a little bit. But Pat has got a Super Bowl team that goes out every day, and that's what we do. So
it's a great story.
Yeah,
it's an incredible story. And you think about, again, 15 years ago in humble beginnings of less than $500,000, and last year was $22 million, and the multiplier and how much good is being done. You talk about the Vision Bank video contest and how you see that in their terms, in their eyes, and their passion and what they do and how that multiplies out. It's really... it is a gift from God. It's extraordinary.
But we had to be, obviously, I mean, Pat and I coming together back in 2005, sitting in a duck slough, deciding that we needed to do good better, right? Okay, so
did you just hear that, folks? This idea started in a duck slough.
But
all good ideas do, don't they?
Well, Pat and I spend a lot of time doing something we're very passionate about, and that's being outside hunting ducks. And so we were... obviously, never bored sitting there. We're talking about something. It's usually invariably about doing something fun. And so that's how Impact was really, the concept was started. So
great story. Hang on a sec, Danny. We'll continue this. I want to talk about the Impact Foundation when we come back.
Okay.
Because I think that's sort of the quiet genius, really, behind Giving Hearts Day. Because when you donate the dollars, you want to make sure that charitable organization is really doing the most good with every single dollar. That's a very important part of this. I want to talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hi. Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Your gift can go further on Giving Hearts Day thanks to Charity Match Dollars. Give now through February 10th to maximize your donation.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, so hurry before they're gone. In fact, with your a well-qualified buyer, 0% APR Buick Enclave, GMC Terrain, Buick Envision, GMC Acadia, Buick Encore, GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, and many, many more. And of course, that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back live at Giving Hearts Day headquarters on What's On Your Mind, our final segment. But all show, all day long until midnight tonight, we will have the total for Giving Hearts Day up on our social media and website so you can follow along and see how we're doing. GivingHeartsDay.org. How are we doing, Kev?
Oh, 11,700,000 plus.
When you walked in the door this morning, what was that number at?
3.4 million.
All right. So between midnight and 3 a.m., 3 million, because you were here at 6, right?
Yep, around 6.
Midnight to 6, and now we've just skyrocketed to 11 million.
Unbelievable.
Pretty incredible. Exactly right. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. You know, today's printers are really high-end computers, and hackers know that, so they can get to your servers through your printers. Did you know that? You might not have. You don't need to if you do business with Advanced Business Methods, because they do. They know the security risks, provide the products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe, and they are celebrating 50 years of serving the community with the best products and the best service you'll find anywhere. Find out more about them online at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All year long, I yearn for Giving Hearts Day, because your heart just swells at the good that is being done. Dan Carey's with us, one of the founders of Giving Hearts Day from Vision Bank. They do a great video contest and have done that from the beginning. And, you know, video tells such an incredible story. So if you want to, are we still selecting winners today?
You bet we are.
So how do folks do that? On your social media?
Just come to our website and you can click on a queue and pull up every video that's there.
Visionbanks.com.
Visionbanks.com.
Yep, check that out, visionbanks.com, and you see those, and you can vote on the best one. And
exactly.
It's incredible generosity. You know, video is just, it's just a great way to tell a story. It really is. So applaud you for doing that and that great contest and inspiring people to do more. I want to talk a little bit about the Impact Foundation, the original vision there, because you are one of the most generous guys I know. You have such a heart for kids and for great charities, and you want to help them. And that is transformed into Impact Foundation, helping all kinds of charities. Because a lot of people that want to do good don't necessarily have the business sense or the ability to know that while their cause is worthy of our dollars, there's a way for them to stretch those dollars. Talk about that vision and how you've helped charities through the Impact Foundation.
Well, I think the training has been incredible. And I think, again, Pat has assembled a team, Scott Holdman and his group, to really provide each one of these nonprofits with an excellent curriculum of leadership training, board training, friend raising, all of the various components that go into making a nonprofit a high-impact nonprofit. And so, over the course of this time, obviously we've refined it, we've become better at it, and I think that's the real secret sauce, is that these charities are doing the job, right? They're coming, they're learning, they're absorbing that information, taking it home, applying it, and really putting it to use, and it shows in the results. You don't grow from 479,000 to 22 million without a lot of work being done on the part of the nonprofits. They're doing the work. But the training is incredible. That's what we spend the year doing. Scott Holdman does a fantastic job. Pat does. I mean, we've just got such a Super Bowl group of people working every day to do the best we can do to provide these nonprofits with the tools to be the best they can be. That was the original mission.
Yeah, and that is so darn important. It really is. It is so darn important to everything that what I appreciate most about it is it's like a gold seal.
Yep.
A seal of approval, right? The gold standard seal of approval to say, hey, you're giving your dollars, you want this to make a difference, and you know these people have been vetted, and every dollar is doing the most good. That's incredible.
The other thing that goes into this, and I'm sure Pat would echo this, and so would Scott Holdman, there are so many meetings going on throughout the year on an individual basis with individual boards. Okay, I talked to a number of them, not just as an Alex Stern executive director, but just as a mentor to a lot of these board leaders. I mean, it's important to have a board that's active, that's involved, that's having the honest communications, that are holding their executive directors accountable for results. I mean, that's what we teach, right? And is it getting done? Is it translating down to the boots on the ground level? And I think it is. And I can tell you that one of the most fun parts of my job, the two best board meetings I go to, it's not my bank board meetings or other ones, it's Impact and it's Alex Stern. And when I can sit down and talk about how we can help others, that enriches everything about our lives, right? So we're helping people, but we do a lot of consulting, a lot of advising, a lot of mentoring, and that's all going into it, along with all the formal curriculums that we put out there.
Generosity knows no bounds in this great state. It's phenomenal how generous people are, but it is really, really important that as generous as people are, they know they're getting that best return, doing the most good, and you guys really make sure that happens. Extraordinarily important.
Again, credit to those nonprofits for really building their constituencies the right way and working closely with them because, I mean, we started some a few years back, and I did it at the bank just because I wanted to inspire others to give and to feel that spirit of giving. So we challenged our people. We get 100% participation in the bank, of course.
That's an infectious part of that again.
But we also said, okay, we're going to give you 2 coupons. We want you to go out and tell somebody to give to the charity of their choice.
Wow.
And have them experience that, just the spirit of giving. And so we started that 5 years ago at our bank. Our people look forward to that. We get new people all the time.
So great. Danny, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for letting me talk to you today on this program.
My banker, my friend, Dan Carey, Vision Banks. God bless, folks. Keep giving.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.